Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 855-450-3733. It's the show about your calls. You can call in and talk about anything you'd like. We've got a very special guest on the line. Line 6 here. Ian.
Hey.
You're the main host of the show. What are you doing calling in?
I'm not the main host anymore.
I'm in jail.
Yeah.
Well, I want to set the record straight. We had in the last hour, at the end of the last hour, somebody called in, and we were discussing flying cars, among other things. He was kind of trolling me, and I said I called it the Molnar Air Car. Now, mind you, I did look up Molnar Air Car. I believe this air car is one word, and it's actually the Muller Sky Car.
M-O-L-L-E-R.
But it's got a great website. You can go there. Apparently, they let you invest or whatever. There's also the Terra Fugia, which PC Magazine has a great article on, sort of the transition to flying cars, and specifically the Terra Fugia, which I think is coming into production next year. So,
there's a competitor now.
Yeah.
That's good.
This flaming dork who has tried to troll me twice this evening, and he actually got through, has said that, that flying cars are a fantasy. And here's some video of one flying, dude.
Nice.
So, what's your...
It's only a matter of time.
What's your experience like? Are you having a good time in jail? Are they giving you massages every day?
Well, I am getting my tax money's worth. I got a free physical and got some earwax blown out of my ears, like huge chunks of wax. Like
some people, the only physical they're going to get is there, and apparently you're one of those people.
Yeah, I have never had one as an adult, so yeah.
I'm due for a physical. I haven't had one as an adult either, so I gotta do something to get. Yeah. Get me a free physical.
It's relatively easy, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, I'm also working as well, so it's it's kind of nice. I haven't actually had to do any real work in a long time since I'm in radio. And so I'm actually working in a kitchen and washing dishes and dishing out food and that kind of thing.
Well, somebody's got to dish out the food there. It's better that they're using inmate labor than paying staff, as far as I'm concerned. Now,
yeah, pretty much. If you're sentenced here at the Cheshire County Keene Spiritual Retreat, then you are given work to do. If you refuse to do the work, you will be put in solitary confinement for 23 hours.
You get a deeper level of spiritual retreat.
Yeah, and likely you'll not be qualifying for a good time, which in New Hampshire allows you to get out after two-thirds of your sentence.
Yeah, I think that's basically what people are going to want to know is, A, how are you?
Everything is good.
And
food's
B,
pretty decent here.
Yeah, I knew you'd like it. Your threshold for good food is low. And B, when are you going to get out, I think, is what people want to know.
That's the tough question, because I'm sentenced to 90 days, which means I could be out in 60. However, there's another trial coming up here in less than just a couple, probably a few weeks from now.
This is for imbibing water from a brown bottle.
Correct. At the city council meeting last year, I was arrested with Sam from the Obscure Truth Network and another young lady activist for drinking water at a city council meeting.
So, speaking of Sam,
disorderly conduct.
Sam has left the town. What's left town? What's going on with him in that case? Did they drop it on him?
He's wanted.
Okay, he's a wanted man for drinking water from a brown bottle.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he never went to that arraignment, so there's probably a warrant for his arrest out at this point.
Well, I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I'll be going to trial on that unless they continue it. I have put in a motion to continue.
And that's 2 weeks from now?
I think the first hearing thing is in a couple weeks, and then there's jury selection, so it'll probably be another three, 4 weeks till the actual trial.
Gotcha.
But if they give me a continuance, then it'll probably be put off till later this year, and I don't know if they will or not, so, it's all on the rope, up to the rope man. But essentially, my position is that, I can't appropriately prepare for a trial while I'm in here, because the prison law library doesn't give you access to, things like the New Hampshire Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, the court rules, the Keene City statutes.
You don't need those things.
Ordinances. Yeah, all you really have here are the New Hampshire statutes, and so it's a really crippled situation. Of course, most of these guys don't do their own defending anyway, so it's not like people really complain very often about it. So, whether that will persuade the rogue man to cut me a break and let me actually prepare for this trial and, talk to my witnesses and review my evidence, which includes video evidence, which I can't access here either because I have no internet access is all in his hands. So we'll see. So, you know, worst case scenario, I go to trial, the jury finds me guilty, and I'm put in here for another year or so.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose that could happen. I mean,
is it the same judge?
Yep, same judge.
It seems unlikely that he would, if, you know, I think he wants to see whether his sentence would work. It would seem to me. Plus, it's going to be difficult to find somebody guilty of drinking water out of a brown bottle.
I hope you're right about that. I mean, it seems like it's a good case for me because if you've actually seen the video, I think there's some over at the Obscure Truth Network channel on YouTube. If you've seen the video, the mayor actually is reading a prepared statement after he interrupts his own meeting to threaten us for drinking water. So it's clear that they came into that meeting with the intention of stopping their own meeting and going after us. And, of course, the claim is going to be that we disrupted their meeting by drinking water from brown bottles,
yeah.
Which is, of course, absolutely absurd, especially when there's a city councilor at that very same meeting drinking water from a clear bottle. And if it's suspicious to drink from brown bottles, why aren't they searching all bottles? Because I mean, she could have gin or vodka in that
she probably
that clear
did.
Bottle.
You know, the
boring,
funny thing is you get to depose the mayor in this particular trial. I mean, what are these people doing? They're silly. They're going to bring this to trial and let you depose the mayor?
Yeah, that is something that I need to figure out how to do. Is I haven't gotten a witness list from the city in this case. And so I don't know if they're going to call him or not, in which case I do definitely want to call him as a witness.
Oh, sure you do.
Yeah, because the other people I would call would be, the only other people that would be worth calling would be the city manager and the city attorney, and both of those guys are professional, you know, bureaucrats, and they're very slick, whereas this guy is not.
Well, what you should do is call every single city councilor, too. You want to have everybody who's in that room sit on that trial. This going fast trial?
It's expensive, though.
Why is it expensive?
That's the problem. You've got to pay witnesses, and then I'd have to... because I can't serve the papers, I'd have to have somebody else serve them. I mean, I may be able to find some volunteers to do that, but if I can't, then you have to pay the sheriff's department to serve each one of them.
I see.
So I think I'd keep it simple and just call the mayor.
Gotcha. Well,
oh, and I'd call the head of the local cable access channel who was monitoring the entire time and came in and stormed in after the city clerk pulled the audio feed to the local cable access channel. Once the S started to hit the fan in there, she yanked the audio feed, and the audio went dead. So he came down and, you know, basically had it out with them over that. So he's probably
they had promised not to do such a thing.
Well, it's really it makes them look really bad. It makes them look like they're trying to hide something.
Also, you put in some kind of motion for reconsideration on this case, and so the possibility exists, remote as it might be, that the judge will reconsider his own sentence.
That's a possibility. I don't know how likely it is. I certainly am not planning on it.
So where's the where does the smart money sit on how long you're going to be in jail?
I haven't the slightest clue.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to say.
I mean, these people, you know, they may not be done trying to teach me a lesson. So, I mean, there could be another year on the disorderly if I get convicted of that. And if I get convicted of that, then there's also the contempt of court charge that I got. Because when you're out on bail, if you get arrested for anything at all, pretty much, you get another charge, which is contempt of court. So that, of course, is one of those things where they'll just sentence you to whatever they want.
Yes.
So it's all pretty much up in the air.
Well, I'm going to take my guess, and so far my guesses have been pretty good in these situations with you. And I'm going to take, say, between 60 and 70 days.
Yeah.
I think it's likely.
Yep. So there you go.
So that's the latest on me.
Well, and anything else you want to share to people? What's your advice in doing jail time?
Well, you definitely, if you want to do it, you should do it in New Hampshire, at least here in Cheshire County, because the jail is brand new, and the kitchen's pretty nice, the food's decent. And, you know, as long as you're not crazy and psychopathic and suicidal, you'll probably be in population with the rest of the people here. And there are a lot worse jails out there. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
What can people do for you real quick?
They can move to New Hampshire, join the Free State Project, donate to mailtojail.com because I'm not the only activist that is in jail or will be in jail, and I think Mail to Jail is one of the most useful resources out there for activists, keeping in touch with folks in jail.
Ian Freeman, thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks.
Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free line, 855-450-3733. On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver, either as a hedge against inflation, as an investment, it seems like it's going up on a pretty regular basis these days, or as a barter currency in case things go south, or, in fact, people are using barter currency, using silver as real money anyway. Go check out gold.freetalklive.com. We have teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some very special rates. And as I understand it, these are the best rates that one can get from sort of an online purveyor of precious metals. You might be able to go to eBay and scalp something really cheap there, but your time's worth something too. I have been buying from Midas. I'm very happy with the results. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Over there, we've got all kinds of different coins and pieces, whatever it is that you might need to get gold and silver into your hands. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Also, the archives. Free Talk Live offers you archives going back to 2006 on, for free. You don't have to put anything out in order to get these. It's just go to the archives.freetalklive.com. I don't think any other radio show that I know of is offering you such a deal. It's archives.freetalklive.com. Julia, we've been talking about a Australian school, primary school policy that's not letting little kids go pee-pee.
Right.
Basically. And please continue with the article.
Okay, so when we left off, the principal basically was questioned. Angry parents didn't know about this, calling her up. And so this is her statement. Team leaders met at the end of last week to discuss the trialed approaches. And although you may find this surprising, some commented on a decrease in disruption in class lessons. So that's really what this is all about, is they want you to spend less time in the bathroom and more time in the classroom, for whatever reason. The email said, an unexpected and welcome consequence of the trials had been a decrease in the long-term and persistent problem of deliberate toilet vandalism. Can I also relay something I cannot write in the publicly available newspaper, that this is the first week since I've arrived at this school that the assistant principal, teachers, and I have not had to deal with graffiti, toilets blocked with clothing, food, or toilet paper rolls.
Sounds like the kids really think that school stinks.
Yeah.
You know, this kind of thing did not happen at my private school. Vandalism like this. I'm sure some people wrote some things in pencil on the wall or maybe carved their name into some of the wood. I mean, I can't say that didn't occur, but, blocked up toilets with clothing and things like that. I don't remember anything like that happening. I'm sure that I wasn't paying the closest attention and didn't have the most information, but vandalism didn't seem to be a problem at my primary school.
Yeah, I don't think it was a problem at my elementary school either, but I guess it's a problem in Australia, supposedly.
It's probably a problem in lots of primary public schools around the globe because, I think government school is probably getting worse and worse all the time. Let's go to the phones. We've got Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling in, probably from Tennessee. Gene?
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing good.
Sorry to hear about Ian.
Sounds like you're calling from your bathroom.
Well, I just took it off the speakerphone.
Okay.
I had it on there when I was on hold. Yeah, sorry to hear about Ian, but it's only a matter of time until the goons throw anybody in jail that would bother to that would raise their head up against them. So.
That is what they do.
Yep, that's what they do. They're thugs with guns, and they're not afraid to use them. I wanted to talk about Ron Paul. You ever heard of this guy?
I have. We've been talking about him pretty much every night over the last two or three days. He won the Ames, Iowa straw poll. This is a very important straw poll. And
he was second.
I'm sorry, you're right. He came in second, 152 votes behind Michelle Bachmann. It feels like
very
a win
close
to me, because if he would have won, they would have taken the results and just shoved them to the wayside. But as a result, Bachmann, whom he pretty much in all the polls is neck and neck with, he's pretty, right on par with her. They pole vaulted her into first tier status, and some news organizations are calling Ron Paul first tier, and some of them are just saying, that crazy old Ron. Him and, the idea that fighting six wars, having troops in 130 nations on 1,000 military bases around the world is somehow leading to the financial ruin of the United States is in some way a factor in the insolvency of America. What nonsense.
Yeah, that sounds like crazy ideas to me. Well, I called your show when Ron Paul was running the first in 2007, and after I saw the Ron Paul signs going up everywhere and everybody getting excited about the Ron Paul campaign, and I saw this spontaneous eruption of support nationwide, even worldwide, groups just springing up everywhere without direction from the campaign, that I thought, you know what, there's no way they can stop Ron Paul from being president. And I called your show and I said, you know what? He's going to make it. This is it, because it's going to snowball. You know, the popularity will snowball as people learn about freedom and liberty and these issues that are important about why the economy's collapsing, or why the economy will collapse at that point. I said, people are going to wise up, and they're going to gang together against the machine, and we're going to actually get somebody who's a liberty-minded candidate in office. Well, I was wrong, obviously.
Clearly, Ron Paul did not win in the 2008 election.
He did not win because I did not factor in the media burying information about Ron Paul, and they did that. There is absolute proof that
they're still doing it.
And you were there. That's right, and this is the point I was going to make, is this time around, they're also doing it, but this time, his popularity is greater, so that I think we can overcome the media bias through social networking and other
also
means of...
I think the media is going to have, if they're going to use the tack of trying to scuttle Ron Paul, and I don't think they're trying to scuttle Ron Paul. I think, here's what I think when it comes to the media, and not everybody's going to agree with this. I don't think the media is sort of I think there's a little liberal bias, but it's not a huge liberal bias. I think that really what it's all about is, for the media, is they don't want to seem stupid for covering Ron Paul if the average person thinks that Ron Paul is a pointless candidate. So they say to themselves, well, everybody knows Ron Paul can't win, so why in the world would we cover him as though he has a chance to win? We'll look silly. So then the average person that hears the news says, well, Ron, it'd be silly for me to root for Ron Paul. He obviously can't win. The media doesn't think he's going to win. So the media then says, well, obviously the average person doesn't think Ron Paul is going to win, so we can't cover him. So it's this circle that goes around, and I think that basically what's incumbent upon the Ron Paul campaign, and I don't mean like a normal campaign, I mean people who want Ron Paul to be in office, is to simply overcome that with enthusiasm. Berating the media organizations isn't going to work.
I think there is more to it than that.
Okay.
So I think there is an organized effort behind the scenes, because all of your major media are owned by certain conglomerates who will definitely suffer if someone like Ron Paul gets in, because their monopoly will wind up losing its edge. And so I think there is an effort. Now, it's not... I don't think it's at every level of the media. I don't think everybody's in on it. But I definitely think that the chairman of the boards are definitely pointing things in a certain direction. So,
do you have something else? Do you want to go on? Or?
I did. I wanted to share something about our medical practice.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com? Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's a toll-free SACL CAI toll-free line. That's why toll-free lines are toll-free. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can see Julia and I doing the show. The audio's there. There's a chat room. You can see the show being done, and that, too, is free. It's cam.freetalklive.com. Real quick, the Free State Project. FreeStateProject.org. The Free State Project is a project to move liberty-loving individuals to one state. This spread-out thing hasn't been working. Getting them all in one state, we're hoping will have a larger effect. It seems to be having an effect. There's legislation that's gone through that's cut the size of government. I think it was a 12% cut in the budget this year. 14, I believe, Free Staters have been elected to the New Hampshire House. More than 100 legislators in the New Hampshire House are rated as, I think, A minus or better, maybe it's B plus, by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. So New Hampshire actually having some luck in this area of moving towards more liberty. Lots of people talk about liberty, not too many places doing it. It's freestateproject.org. Find out more. Let's go back to Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the phone here. Gene?
Well, the only other thing I wanted to cover was some things that people can do. Like in our business, we've got a waiting room. You know, we have a small medical office, so we have a waiting room on one wall with a table.
Yeah.
I have set up where I've put up a lot of Ron Paul literature. I've put up the Four Liberty DVDs there. And
what's
I do
the Four Liberty DVD? I'm not familiar with that.
Four Liberty. It's about the Ron Paul Revolution.
Oh, I guess I did. Yes, I am familiar with it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can see it on YouTube for free. The other thing is once a month I go to the Republican meeting for this county. And I set up a little table there, and I put Ron Paul stuff there, and I talk to people about Ron Paul. I wear my sticker and my hat, you know, and let people know. See, last time around, we kind of, most of us Ron Paul supporters, kind of hid in the back. And, you know, we're trying to be spies or whatever, you know, trying to infiltrate and sneak in and become a delegate or whatever. Well, I'm not doing that this time. It's all above board. and I'm wearing it on my sleeve, and I'm telling people what I think, and I think it's more effective. People are waking up.
They seem to be. I mean, the message seems to the message is resonating with more people than it was the last time, and that's what gives me hope about it. Even if Ron Paul doesn't get elected, the message will get spread farther and wider. I hope he does. I'm certainly, you know, I hope he does, and I'm excited after this Ames straw poll results. Ron Paul actually performs better against Obama in polls than Michelle Bachmann does, and within just a couple few points of Mitt Romney. He's an actual candidate that could perhaps beat Obama. How in the world is Romney going to get people excited about doing away with Obamacare when he was the one who instituted Romneycare? I think that guy is, you know, he's the worst candidate the Republicans could put up. I don't care. I think this nation is circling the toilet bowl as we speak, and it really doesn't matter whether Obama or Romney get put in place. But if you wanted to have some more time, Ron Paul is the way to go.
And I think that we don't have time for an election in 2016 or whatever it is, because it'll be too late by then. So I think it's this time or no time.
Could be.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Well, that's all I had to say. And tell Ian hi for me, will you?
Okay, Gene. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Jericho in Virginia. Jericho?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, if I ever told you I love the music you guys play going in and out of your show, go for Megadeth, the Ministry's Just One Fix Me. That's just awesome.
I have no idea. The long-haired devil music that Ian has picked out does nothing for me.
Oh, it rocks my world, man. Anyway, you were talking about media bias, and I believe it was you that mentioned you weren't sure there was a huge liberal media bias. I disagree. I think there's a massive liberal media bias. And what they don't cover with their media bias is a massive conservative media bias, i.e. Fox News, everything else.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it gets ridiculous. The last, what day was the straw poll? Saturday? It's all we've heard since Saturday through Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Fox News, even my local newspaper. Of course, it was an AP story, so you can't blame it on Northern Virginia Daily. You know, but how the top three leaders of the polls right now for the Republicans are Michelle Bachmann, Mitt Romney, and Rick Perry.
Yeah.
When Ron Paul is the one who came in a very close second to Michelle Bachmann, you just mentioned he polls better against Obama than Bachmann does.
Yep.
I mean, it's these guys, left and right, both, cover up Ron Paul for a very good reason. The right cover him up because if Ron Paul can come in and take over the Republican Party, they'll never get it back. Because it'll be Ron Paul, then Rand Paul, and other freedom-minded people like them after that. The Republicans will never be the same.
I agreed that the Republicans will never be the same because there's a difference between Republicans lying about freedom and the Constitution and Republicans telling the truth about the freedom and the Constitution. And Ron Paul and Rand Paul seem to be attempting to do that. And there are some other people sort of lurking about in the U.S. House that are better than others. But Ron Paul certainly is the standard bearer of the ones that are best. But I have this question, is if there's a liberal media bias, why wouldn't they want Ron Paul to disturb the Republican Party? I mean, wouldn't they want that?
Because I believe, no, they wouldn't want that. They would love to see the Republican Party disturbed. But the problem is, once Ron Paul gets the nomination, I mean, I believe 1,000% that Ron Paul would smoke Obama in polls.
But how could they possibly believe that? I mean, they believe he's irrelevant.
They make him sound irrelevant. I think they believe he's very relevant, but it's their job to make him look irrelevant.
You're giving an awful lot of credit to these. I mean, you know, most of these producers of these TV programs are between the ages of 20 and 30, frankly. That set up the interviews and things like that. I tend to believe otherwise, if there's a liberal bias, it would seem to me that the liberals would want Ron Paul to do well. I mean, wouldn't a liberal like to see less war?
Oh, yeah, for sure. But then again, you still have liberals. It goes back to, Johnson, back in the 60s who was very much part of military industrial
complex. Yeah, but that's, the, you know, those are the politicians, though, Jericho. I mean,
no,
the average...
Point there, yeah. But,
the people on TV aren't politicians. They're the same kind of morons out here like we are that that accept this crap that the politicians dish out. And the average liberal would like to see a heck of a lot less war. The war movement's huge when Democrats aren't in office. And
exactly.
They often feel betrayed by the way Democrats, perpetrate their lies about peace. So it would seem to me, I mean, when Ron Paul goes on these liberal shows, and you'll find him on, like, The View and things like that, they'll say, this is my favorite Republican, and things, and that kind of thing. I just feel like they feel like they're going to be looked at as irrelevant if they put Ron Paul on their show. That's what I feel.
That could be. But another very quick point I'd like to make, along the same vein, basically. There's a lady here in my area, in my listening area, you know, where I listen to this show at, so who knows, she could be listening. But her name's Kwiatkowski. I apologize, I forget her first name, but she's running for Congress against Goodlatte. Right now in our area is Congressman Goodlatte, you know, in the House of Representatives. And I had the opportunity to talk to her on the phone one day. She's got great ideas. She's a very huge Ron Paul fan. But just like Ron Paul, she's a libertarian but runs Republican because, you know. But
what's the point of running libertarian?
Exactly. But unfortunately, she agreed with me. But I said, you know, the nomination is going to go to who the Republican Party wants the nomination to go to. I mean, she can have all the best ideas in the world, but it don't amount to a hill of beans when it's the establishment that makes the decision. And right now it's the establishment making the decision that Ron Paul isn't in the top three. You know, Ron Paul is irrelevant because the establishment makes it that way.
I think your statement is more true the higher the office that you go up. So it's more true for president than it is for somebody running for Congress or State House or something like that. The establishment generally doesn't care, when it goes down that far. All I can say is the better Ron Paul does, the better it is for the ideas of liberty. I am for it, and I hope he wins the presidential election and all kinds of elections, and it'll be great. Jericho, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, this product contains nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with this product prior to use. This product not designed for use by pregnant women. You must be 18 years or older to purchase this product.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Julia.
Coming to you live. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. How big is the debt crisis really? Prepare to be dumbfounded. Go to learnliberty.org/FTL and see Anthony Davies' explanation of the magnitude of the U.S. debt. It's a little over a minute long, this video, but it's stupefying. You have to see it. When you're there, check out the Liberty Academy link that's on the right-hand side. It's a course for people who want free online continuing education in economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. LearnLiberty.org/FTL. I've picked out these videos, and they are awesome for teaching sort of the basics of the ideas of liberty, sharing on your Facebook pages. LearnLiberty.org/FTL. Julie, have we finished up this article about the little kids going pee-pee? Because I got some Ron Paul stuff that we could talk about here.
It can be done.
Okay. It's sad that they were, you know, that they're doing these experiments on kids and not even telling their parents. This article is from Politico.com. It's written by Roger Simon. And he says, I admit I don't fully understand Ron Paul and his beliefs. But I do understand when a guy gets shafted. And Ron Paul just got shafted. On Saturday, the Ames Straw Poll was conducted in Iowa amid huge media interest and scrutiny. The results were enough to force one Republican candidate, Tim Pawlenty, out of the race and catapult another, Michelle Bachmann, into the top tier. There are so many top tier stories in the media today that I can barely count them, let alone read them all, and Bachmann is in all of them by virtue of her victory at Ames. The rest of the tier is made up of two candidates who skipped Ames, Rick Perry and Mitt Romney. As the Daily Beast put it, the top tier Bachmann, Perry, and Romney, created by Bachmann's Iowa straw poll win, Perry's entry into the race and Romney's lead so far in many national and state polls has unleashed torrents of talk about the reshaped race. Paul's name was not even mentioned in this piece, nor in many others. A Wall Street Journal editorial Monday magnanimously granted Paul's showing in the Strom poll a parenthetical dismissal. Libertarian Ron Paul, who has no chance to win the nomination, finished a close second.
That's a quote?
That's from the Wall Street Journal. A quote from the Wall Street Journal, their editorial Monday. This is, and to say there's no media bias, I mean, is ludicrous in that, you know, clearly they shape the race, right?
Right.
And you know, this is what people read.
Right. What they're trying to do there, what I hear when you read that quote was, you know, don't bother don't bother voting for this guy over here because he's not going to win anyway. You know what I mean? Like, then people who maybe are undecided, maybe they don't know anything about Ron Paul, think to themselves, well, gee, that guy's a weirdo. I don't want to go, you know, I don't want to look into him.
Sadly, many elections are the votes in the middle are idiots that don't know much about the campaign and shouldn't be voting. You know, ignoramuses, maybe I should use that term. Ian hates to use the term idiot because they're not stupid people. They frankly shouldn't be voting if they don't know anything about the issues.
Most people I know should not be voting.
But they'll run out there and vote for the whatever team their mom told them to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
If it had been an election, such a result would almost certainly have triggered a recount. It was not an election, however, and that's my point. Straw polls are supposed to tell us, like a straw tossed into the wind, which way the wind is blowing. Any fair assessment of Ames, therefore, would have said the winds the Republican Party are blowing toward Bachman and Paul. Nonsense, some would say. Straw polls are just organized bribery with the campaigns buying the tickets and distributing them to supporters. And in fact, this is what I wrote before Ames. And this is true. This happened in both the Paul and the Bachman campaigns. And likely Romney would have done that if he participated. But he probably knew that he was going to have a difficult time fighting Bachman in her home turf in Iowa. So he decided to skip it and go for New Hampshire, where that's his home turf. New Hampshire, the state above of Massachusetts, where he was governor. I believe he actually lives here. He certainly has a home here. He claims to be a New Hampshireite. So the guy goes on here and says, fine, I'll buy that. But why didn't Paul get the same credit for his organizational abilities as Bachman did for hers? I'm far from a libertarian. I believe big government is swell as long as it does big things to help the common good. But after Ames, if it was Paul that had been sentenced, it was as if the Paul had been sentenced to the Phantom Zone. Bachman appeared on 5 Sunday shows following Ames. Paul appeared on none. Politico's Kelsey Hunt was one of the few reporters to do a separate story on Paul's showing at the straw poll. But most of the media, he remained exotic, unworthy of attention. I don't disagree that some of his beliefs, legalizing heroin, the rights of states to secede, the right of states to secede, by the way, in the United States, they got united some way, then they should be able to ununite in some way. That doesn't seem even crazy to me. Are strikingly peculiar, though he has been elected to a congressional district in Texas 12 times. But if Bachman's victory at Ames was good enough to gain her enormous publicity and top-tier status, why was it that Paul's virtual tie, why wasn't it good enough to relegate him to anything but being ignored? And this is what the media is doing. They're absolutely ignoring the guy. Julia, you and I watched a video from, what was it, The Daily Show?
Yeah, Jon Stewart. Very entertaining.
Yeah, and talking about how just disgusting it is that the media seems to be ignoring Ron Paul. CNN, Fox, all the cable networks, they're trying to ignore the guy. So the author here goes on. He says, so I asked Monday if the media blacked out disturbed him. Yes, Paul. It did disturb me, but it was not a total surprise. The results at Ames were significant, and it might well have propelled us into the top tier. The media can't change that, though the media can, of course, change that since we get to determine who the top tier is. It's hard for them to accept, Paul says of his showing at Ames. I had one interview scheduled for this morning, a national program, but they canceled. It's shocking to be told no one wants you. Was this because technically Paul came in second and not first? I don't think so. 4 years ago, Huckabee came in a bad second to Romney, losing 13.4 percentage points. Huckabee managed to spin that into a victory at Ames and became a media darling. But Paul almost wins the thing, and he remains poison. The media believe this guy is dangerous to the status quo, Paul said. The media. But that's a reason to be more energized. I'm a bit more challenging, but I'm not on the wrong track. I don't think that my ideas are more exotic. They're threatening. In his interview with me, Paul stressed his peace message. He wants our troops brought home from foreign soil, and he believes that his fiscal conservatism will gain him supporters. We're trying to reverse 100 years of history. The change from a republic to an empire, the change to tax and spending. Who wants to admit that, Paul said? Who wants to admit that we don't have to be policemen of the world? Let me say right here that unlike many of Paul's supporters, I don't believe that there's a left-wing media conspiracy working against him. Ralph Nader, who is just about as far as you can get from Paul politically, has the same problem whenever he runs for president. And no, media attention is not based solely on polls. The most recent polls taken before Ames showed Bachman with 10.2% of the vote and Paul with 9%. That's not a huge difference. It's 1.2%. Though those polls will no doubt change with all the publicity Bachmann is now getting because of her stunning victory at Ames, there's a deliciously intriguing line at the Washington Post's fine recap of Ames on Sunday. It said that Paul edged out had Paul edged out Bachmann, it would have hurt the credibility and future of the straw poll, a number of Republicans said. So don't blame the media. Here are the Republicans, presumably Republican operatives, who said that if one candidate wins, the contest is significant, but if another candidate wins, the contest is not credible. It's amazing and disturbing. Well, yes, I can get discouraged and dispirited, Paul told me. We came very close. To come that close to winning, it shows my views are very mainstream. And if we are worth our salt and our message is sound, then we will tell it honestly. We will do well, though possibly no one will notice. And I think that this is really an amazing sort of, encapsulation of what's happened. Poor Ron Paul is out there running a campaign. He's obviously showed himself to be electable. He's won 12 times his congressional seat, but the media keeps on ignoring him over and over again. It doesn't matter that he shows up tied with Michelle Bachmann. In most polls, she has a stunning victory that he's ignored. In most polls, he's tied with her, not just the straw poll, in most polls. So
what are they going to do when he wins? Just pretend like we don't have a president?
I guess. I guess that at some point or another, they'll just have to admit that he's a top-tier candidate. And I feel like that's kind of happened here.
Yeah.
Because some of the stories do admit that he's now top-tier. He's often getting listed. He's showing up in the top four, which is huge. Some of these other guys are going to have to drop out. This is the show about your calls, and go ahead and give us a call at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. We'll continue on talking about Ron Paul or whatever you want to talk about. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.